The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello and welcome as we lift up Jesus with Pastor Dudley Rutherford. I'm Kyle Welch. This program is part of an outreach ministry from Shepherd Church, located in Los Angeles, California. Everything we do at Shepherd is based around John 3:14 that teaches us to lift up the name of Jesus that the world might believe. We want to come alongside you in your journey with God and help you become stronger in your faith so you can better serve Jesus and share him with others. Our pastor is Dudley Rutherford, and we join him right now with his message for us today.
Listen, I want you to take your Bibles today and turn to Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. And we are in a series called Let Go and Let God. And how many of you have been blessed by this series thus far? We know that God has called us to live the abundant life. And he wants us to walk in audacious faith. Amen? But oftentimes we get held back by living in our past mistakes. I think you can all relate, we take two steps forward in the right direction. And something happens, we take three steps backwards. Amen. We take two steps forward and three steps backwards. We keep doing that until eventually we get discouraged and we feel like giving up because we feel trapped, doomed, and labeled by our past failures. Last weekend, my dear friend Del Oquist preached for us, and he's a friend of mine, and I don't know why it was important for me, for you to know someone who pours into my life, but Del talked about the power of our minds and what we think about determines often who we are, and instead of thinking and dwelling mentally on your past, instead, to think about who you are in Christ. Today, I want to speak to you on a somewhat difficult subject, on overcoming addictions. For many of us, today, we are POWs. We're prisoners of war to our addictions. And my prayer for you today is for you to understand, first of all, how we get addicted. And then secondly, how to be set free from those addictions. And for you to realize that you no longer need to be held hostage by these addictions. I speak today not only to those of you who want to overcome your addictions, but to those of you who live with someone or you know of someone struggling with addictions. I do not speak today as an expert psychologist. That's not what I am. Or an expert counselor. No, I come to you today as a pastor, having dealt with tens of thousands of people over the course of my life, and seeing and hearing of the destructive nature of addictions, and having a biblical understanding of how God created each of us in His image, and put within us the ability of a thing called free will, free choice, and how Satan comes along and seeks to harm us in every way and in every decision that we make. We are all familiar with addictions here today because all of us have what's called a sin nature. Therefore, we all have a propensity to engage in some type of behavior that ensnares us to some degree. Even the great Apostle Paul, who he looked to as one of the greatest Christians of all time. He writes in Romans 7, I do not understand what I do, For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do, no. The evil that I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. And so I ask you, is that addiction? Well, probably in some form. By definition, addiction is to do, to use, to indulge in something repeatedly that provides sensory rewards. We would call those endorphins, despite having harmful consequences. We get involved in something and we're devoted to something that provides immediate sensory rewards despite having harmful consequences. Now, a person can become addicted to just about anything. Alcohol. Many people are addicted to alcohol. Even people who think they're not addicted to alcohol. You say, well, I'm not addicted. Well, can you quit? Have you ever quit for 3 months? Well, no, why would I do that? Just to prove you're not addicted. Drugs, junk food, painkillers, sleeping aids, television, video games, shopping, scrolling, anything with sugar. And I don't want to mention any names here, but I've been meeting a lot of people who are addicted to a thing called pickleball lately. I just want you to know. But beyond being addicted is when you feel bound and chained to some harmful activity. There's a real spiritual battle that is taking place where it seems as though you've lost all control. And Satan seems like he's in control. And God seemingly takes a back seat. And right becomes wrong, and wrong becomes right. And there are dangers seen and unseen if these addictions continue. So in your outline, I want you to take your notes. I have a lot of information. I got a lot to get through. But first thing I wanted to share is that addictions are prevalent. In other words, they're everywhere. They're widespread. They are predominant in our society today. And there are many reasons for that. First is the availability of harmful things. There's a liquor store on every major street corner in our city. Drugs, which were once illegal, are now legal. Seems like there's more marijuana shops in L.A. than there are McDonald's restaurants. The internet and cell phones now make pornography accessible by a few taps of a keyboard. Social media in general, tend to be a pipeline of most things bad. And then we have the consequences of so many dysfunctional homes. But much of what we're seeing in our country today can be tied directly to the result of so many people having grown up in dysfunctional families. I'm not even sure it's possible to measure the damage that is done by so many people in our country that were not raised by godly parents and godly grandparents. The seeds of addiction are often planted in lives of children who are raised in dysfunctional homes. And then number three are tragic events in one's personal life, one's personal experiences. It could be abuse that you suffered, neglect, or loss, like in a war, some form of PTSD from losing one's job, losing one's home, losing one's marriage, losing a family member, losing one's innocence, all of which can make people vulnerable to addictions, trying to ease painful events that a person has experienced, which we know that many addictions come from masking the pain, which ends up only creating more pain in the long run. And then we have this thing called inadequate willpower. Willpower isn't a lasting antidote. Temporary abstinence is just the eye of the hurricane. We have found that simply showing up for church once a month, or saying an occasional prayer, or trying to pick yourself up temporarily doesn't solve the root causes of addictions. So what causes a person to become an addict? I want to share with you steps that lead us down to what we call the dungeon of addiction. And oftentimes it's this thing called, I want to explain this to you, the substitution principle. The substitution principle is what leads us down to the dungeon of despair. In Romans chapter 1, you're in Romans 7. If you go to Romans 1, Romans 1 is one of the most revealing chapters in the Bible condemning sin and the waywardness of man. And I don't have time to read you all of Romans 1, but I fully hope that every one of you before this day is over will read Romans chapter 1. At the very end of that chapter, starting in verse 28, Paul talks about people who have been given over to what he calls depraved mind. Those who are caught up in doing things that they should not be doing, which we see everywhere in our country today. In verse 29 and 30 of Romans 1, he lists 21 different sins, one right after the other. 21 different sins he lists that all come out of a place that he calls the pit of darkness. And the pit of darkness happens when you decide that you're going to live your life no longer honoring God. Every sin and every addiction begins when a person no longer desires to honor God. So you have, on one hand, you have God's word. You have what God says. And on the other hand is your life, and instead of living to honor God, you just decide to live for yourself. I have learned and been studying that every person makes 35,000 decisions every single day. You make 2,000 decisions every hour. That's one every 2 seconds. What am I going to wear? What shoes? What color? Am I going to turn left or right? What am I going to have for breakfast? Am I going to go to church? What time am I going to get there? What time are we leaving? What are we doing after? Every person makes 35,000 decisions every single day. And you either wake up and you decide and you look at all 35,000 questions like, what does God want me to do today? Or do you live and make those decisions based upon how you want to live your life, regardless, irregardless of what God's word says? Verse 22 says, even though you think you're wiser than God, you're actually just a fool. But starting in verse 23 in Romans 1, there are three exchanges. Everybody say the word exchange. These are exchanges that we make. This is where we substitute. Here's the principle. We substitute something that is real for something that is fake. We take something that is genuine and we remove it. And instead we replace it with something that is synthetic. Something that is illusional, a mirage at best, but ultimately is destructive. So there are three of them. I want you to write them down. The first is when we exchange the glory of an immortal God for any other image. In other words, you can't exist without a God of some sort. And if the one true immortal God is not your God, then you substitute the true God for a false God, a false image, a false replica. Nobody lives without God. You either worship the one true living God, or you worship a substitute God, a substitute image. That would also be called in the Bible idolatry. And I think that most addictions have some form of idolatry attached to it. Because you're worshiping, you're following, you're loving something other than the one true God. The Bible says as this in verse 23, they exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man. This happens when you care more about what man says than what God says. When you care more about what a politician promises than what God promises. When you care more about what Wall Street or Saks Fifth Avenue says than what God's Word says. When you care more about what Hollywood says than God's holy Word says. When you care more about what social media says than you care about what the Savior says. But the second exchange is when we exchange the truth of God for any lie. And that's what's happening today. Verse 24 reads, therefore, God gave them over to the sinful natures of their hearts, to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. And verse 25, they exchanged, there's that word, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. And they worshiped and served created things rather than their creator, who is forever to be praised. God is eternal. Nobody in addiction wants to face the truth of God. Instead, they believe and accept the lies of the world. They accept the false truth of the world. They hear the lies of the world, then they tell the lies of the world to others and to themselves. And they so become deceived. They will justify their sin. And they will deny that they even have a problem. And instead will insist that you are the one with the problem. When in reality they have exchanged God's truth with a lie. And they end up the third exchange, write this down. They exchange the natural for the unnatural. This is the cornerstone of addiction. Every addict is trying to fix legitimate needs in an illegitimate, destructive way. And so they'll exchange the natural relationship with the opposite sex within the boundaries of marriage for fake images on a video screen. They'll exchange good, wholesome food for fake, unnatural junk food. They'll exchange the natural thrill and emotion of walking in faith with God, not knowing how this journey is going to end, but I'm going to serve God all the days of my life. And they exchange that for the euphoria of drugs or gambling or cutting or stealing or drinking or whatever. They're exchanging a holy, personal relationship and walk with God, and they are exchanging that for an empty relationship with some person or something that will never fill the void that was in their heart.
It's a blessing for us to bring this program to you every day. We exist only by our faithful partners who support us through their prayers and financial gifts. If Pastor Dudley's message has been a blessing to you, we would like to encourage you to consider joining in partnership with us so we can continue to be here every day to bless others with this important ministry. Your gifts, whether large or small, are greatly appreciated and go directly to help keep us on the air. You can find out more about supporting us by calling our toll-free number, 888-818-4777. That number again is 888-818-4777. We have operators standing by and ready to take your call. You can also support us by going to our website, liftupjesus.com/reach. That address again is liftupjesus.com/ and then the word reach. We have a special gift for everyone listening today to help with your daily Bible reading. It's our Anchored Journal, a complete 365-day Bible reading guide and journal that will help you stay connected to God's Word throughout the coming year. It works with any version of the Bible you are currently reading. The Anchor Journal comes in a choice of colors and can be yours right now for a gift of any size to the Lift Up Jesus Ministry. It's as simple as calling our toll-free number, 888-818-4777. You won't want to miss out on this limited time offer, so be sure to call right now. Our number again is 888-818-4777. The Anchor Journal can also be found on our website, liftupjesus.com. That address again is liftupjesus.com. Get yourself anchored to God's Word with your personal Anchor Journal today.
We live in the most distracted culture in the history of the world. We see about 10,000 messages every day. We even touch our phones about 2,000 times a day. We're literally being overwhelmed with information. That's why there's no better time than right now for Dudley Rutherford's remarkable new book, One Thing: Rediscover a Simpler Faith in Our Complicated World. In this timely book, Pastor Dudley invites you to open your Bible and look closely at seven key passages of Scripture where you'll find the beautifully uncomplicated phrase, one thing. These scriptures will quiet all the noise that you're hearing and call you back to a simpler faith. Dudley Rutherford has discovered the secret of how to focus our lives on the one thing that matters. What if you could find that simplicity? It's waiting out there, and this is your roadmap to freedom. Contact Lift Up Jesus today and get your copy of One Thing, the book that could finally change everything.
I'm Irvin Hurd, and this is my wife, Chip Hurd, and we've been members here at Shepherd for going on 13 years now.
Giving is an uncomfortable conversation for most people, and I guess I didn't have a problem with that because when you grow up poor, you don't have anything anyway. So everything God gave me, it just seemed right to give back. So when I learned about Malachi and the fact that we were supposed to give back a tenth from the top, not after we do everything else and then whatever's left, and that just seemed to make sense. It was fair. It was loving to a loving God.
We work in a seasonal business, and between productions and
hiatus,
productions shutting down, I didn't have a job. But somehow all the bills got paid and God always provided. And he also gave me a peace during that period because I knew he would provide. We're always having to monitor and learn about stewardship and find ways to make sure that we are doing what God called us to do. And there are periods where it just doesn't look like it's going to work out. There are periods where it looks like things are just upside down, topsy-turvy. How is this going to work itself out? But somehow, God finds a way to get us through it. And he also gives us the ability to have peace in the process. I have times where I'm looking at the checkbook and looking at what we have committed ourselves to, not what God has committed us to, but what we've committed ourselves to, and having to realign priorities.
I think it eventually works itself out. He starts giving you wisdom about which thing to do so that you may have a rough this month and a rough next month, maybe an even rougher next month, but somewhere in there, if the heart is to do the thing he asked you to do, he will work it out for you. And that's the part we don't want to see what's going to happen.
We don't tithe with the thought that we are tithing to get from God.
Yes.
We're tithing because we have gotten from God. God has already given to us, and all he asks us is to give back that 10%. And so he gave first, and we give second.
Hi, everyone. My name is Derek Lopez, and I'm one of the youth pastors here at Shepherd Church. And at Shepherd Church, we have something called Shepherd Youth, which is specifically for our middle schoolers and our high schoolers. And one thing that we would love to provide for you and your family is a thing called D groups. And D groups are life groups designed specifically for 6th to 12th graders. And so if you have a middle schooler or a high schooler, we highly recommend putting your student in this. Why? Because it's a great way for your students to be known, seen, and loved. Students at D groups will spend time in worship and a short Bible lesson followed by a discussion with their community of other students and an adult mentor. They meet every Wednesday during the school year at our Porter Ranch and Simi Valley campuses. If you're interested, go ahead and visit our website, shepherdyouth.com/dgroups, for more information.
I'm Kyle Welch. We invite you to join us every weekday at this time when we again lift up Jesus with Pastor Dudley.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.